okay, it looks like some people are done and some people are still working. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just give you a couple of examples of people whose lives have been changed using these methods. And then you can either continue to write or you'll be dismissed. We're going to end a little early today. One example God reminded me of is there's a man who he's probably been used in healings and miracles more than anyone I've ever seen. Just phenomenally, really. And when he gave his testimony of how it started for him, he saw in the Word that God wanted to use us to heal. He read the scriptures about greater works. You know, these signs shall accompany those who believe. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. And he read a number of scriptures about healing. And he believed it was true, but what he did was he began to take it personally. And instead of just believing it's true and just believing that God will use believers to do that and it's up to God, he began to profess or proclaim in a positive way that the Lord was using him to heal the sick. Now, his mother, when he grew up, his mother was deaf, and he just hated deafness because of it. So he began to proclaim that God was allowing him to heal the deaf. And he began to speak it every day, and he said he would lay in bed at night and picture himself healing deaf people. Well, what was happening was, over time, he said after about 6 months, he said at first it wasn't easy to do because his faith wasn't there. But over time, that grew his faith to a place where he said in his meetings, he was a preacher, in his meetings, deaf people started getting healed. So then he started to picture blind people speak, that blind people were being healed. And he started to go after different sicknesses and diseases. And I've seen tremendous healings when this guy prays for people. So I think he's found something. He didn't just believe the Word, he believed the Word was true for him. And I think when I heard that, I realized that I've believed the Word, but I hadn't done it like he had done it, where I was literally believing it for me, picturing it for me. And so this was part of what he did, but also seeing it, laying in bed and seeing it over and over, built his faith to the place, you know, because what you think you believe when you're standing in front of the person, you know, my husband has had someone stand in front of them and had an accident where literally they had no eyeballs and no eyelids, and he said his stomach just went, you know, because no matter how strong your faith is, when you're faced with some things, one of the first healings that God ever used him for, there was a baby who was born with its feet on backwards. And he wasn't the pastor of the church, but he'd been moving in a lot of healing, and the pastor was praying for this child and asked my husband to come up. And he said it was just sickening, you know, to see this little child. And he prayed, and they didn't see anything right away. And through the night, the baby's foot, one foot came all the way up, and the other foot came halfway up. And the parents came in, and they called for the grandma, and this is what happened. Instead of saying, oh, the Lord didn't finish healing that one foot, they said, praise the Lord, he's healing our baby. And the other foot went, zoop. That's a true story. Well, what happened was they believed, but they took it personally. So we're going to believe the Word and we're going to take it personally. And this is one way, I think, to take it personally is to speak over yourself. Dare to believe that the Word is true for you personally. Dare to believe if it says these signs shall accompany those who believe. And I know at first that may seem like, you know, a big thing. You know, it might sound good in your living room, but when you lay hands on somebody, you might be confronted with thoughts of what if it doesn't happen. You know, and as the hunters like to say, what if it does? You know, what if God does use you? So I'm going to let you can keep writing, or if you'd like to go home and do your research, that's okay too. I have loved having you. I thought you guys were just great, and thank you so much for coming. We love you, and feel free to look at the CDs on the back table when you go. Okay, God bless you. Thank you.